This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wake up, rise and shine if that's your event. And things may be a little early for some, maybe a little late for others, depends on what's going on in your life. Welcome to Life and a Discussion Thereof. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the DJV Gang. You can find the DJV Weekly Podcast. Just go to djvshow.com and you'll see pictures, stories of the gang, and the weekly update that Kara does, some of the things that are best from the air, some of them not ready for primetime conversations off the air. All there for you and your listening and dancing pleasure, listening to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. Let's focus on men in the news, shall we, ladies? Let's give men an equal shake. Let's give men equal opportunity. The fact that the study has been done about bromance. I always wondered about bromances. I don't know if I have. Would you say my relationship with Rich is a bromance? Bromances are friendships with...
No, I would say you and Bob maybe are a bromance.
Bob. Yeah.
Really?
You okay. And my dad kind of have a bromance, too.
I think, yeah, right. Michael and I are of that ilk. The study that I'm referring to shows that these bromance experiences can be more satisfying than romances for some men. Study which examined heterosexual British men who were enrolled in sports programs found that bromances were more inclusive, tactile, and emotionally diverse than standard friendships. I don't know if Bob and I or your father and I have a tactile relationship.
You don't like to touch?
Well, I do, but I'd rather touch
slap
somebody.
Slap a little rear end like they do on the soccer field?
Yeah, probably not. The people who were interviewed referenced romantic and family relationships when they describe bromance, suggesting bromances could fill a similar need. Wow. Studies suggest that declining homophobia gives men permission for more expressive, emotionally intimate relationships and is ultimately beneficial for their health. I was trying to think of the men that you brought up, your father, Jennifer, and Victoria brought up Bob. I'm trying to think of other people. The guy that I was very friendly with in school, Ted Siller, and I have been great friends all through the years.
You know what? Somebody I haven't heard a lot about is Tony Paradiso, and
Tony's fine. Tony's, yeah, that's him. Tony's another
guy.
He was
one of your old bromances.
Yeah, very, very close.
And who's our friend from the old Heidelberg guy that's now at, oh, come on, why am I forgetting his name? He's so nice.
The old Heidelberg guy that is at
Skookumaka or University.
Oh, you're talking about
Skookumaka.
Juanita. Not Juanita. Not Juanita, but Jimmy Troja is who you're talking
about. Yeah, there you go.
And it's not one. It's Juniata.
Juniata.
Hey, she wasn't far off.
No, she wasn't.
Skookumaka.
Great school near State College, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I actually haven't talked to him for a couple of months. But yes, when I was on the board of trustees at Heidelberg, I had a number of friends. But through the years, I have, as a kid, I didn't have many friends, frankly. And as when I went to college, I was somewhat social, but I worked a lot. I always have through my life, so I haven't had these sorts of things. And I don't know that I'd agree. Well, maybe they're less frustrating. Romances may be less frustrating than romances. That might be the case.
Not all romance is frustrating.
I know, well.
It shouldn't be. It's supposed to be like an outlet of fun.
Yes, I know. Well, let's just say, well, I'll leave it at that. Anyway, okay. I thought it was really, though, interesting that this sort of thing had been studied and that the health ramifications, this is emotional, psychological, physical, all of these things come into play. Because, again, going back to the mind-spirit-body connection, these connections are, in my mind, irrefutable. There is absolutely, for men, for women, for any thinking adult, the connection with what's in your mind, what's in your body, and what gets into your mind often is connected to your spiritual base. So making sure you cultivate all of those things pretty healthy and good for sustained life. Because we all, if we're enjoying life, we want it to last longer. I certainly feel that way. 90% of the time, I enjoy myself. What percentage would you give, Jennifer, to the percentage of your waking hours are enjoyable? Of course, this time you spend on this program, isn't it?
Honestly, or the
50%? 50%. Wow,
yeah, I need to work on that.
I
get really bogged down in not having a lot of time, and sometimes that's not super enjoyable.
No, not good at all. All right, but Kara, what about you in terms of the percentage of the time that you spend with your eyes open and your body moving? What percentage of that time it feels good to you?
It depends from day to day. I don't know,
really?
What percentage of the time do I feel good about just like health or just life in general?
Yeah, life.
I'm fairly optimistic, so I'll say like 70%.
Really? Okay. So Jennifer's 50, you're 70. Can you beat that?
60 to 70.
Victoria?
It depends on the day of the week it is. Monday is different than Friday.
All right. So what about you, Victoria?
You know, I've never thought about this, but...
Good.
I feel
like,
I feel like, am I going to give a real Pollyanna answer? Like, I'm happy every day. And not, like, all day every day, but, like, pretty much every day I'm happy to be in my life and to have, just to be here.
That's where I'd be. I'd be in the same place. I feel so blessed. I have so much to be thankful for. Do I have frustrations and trouble and problems in my life? Yeah.
Of course. Everybody does. Yeah.
And it surfaces, in almost every part of my life, but that doesn't mean that I don't try to make the best of it. So maybe that's the message, make the best of things. And speaking of bromances, I think the focus here, as long as we're running down a straight line, a path, we have a friendship expert who's going to join us in a moment with ways in which you can enhance your friendships. If you like and you have good friends, this is going to be very helpful. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills joins us right after this.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
About quarter past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Joining us now is Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, who is a friendship and relationship expert and a licensed temperament therapist. Okay, there's the place to start. Dr. Mills, what is a temperament therapist?
A temperament therapist helps you learn how to identify your inborn traits and how you are created, how you're wired. And if you're operating against these internal ways that you're made up, what is causing internal stress, or what are you doing right that's accurate in the way that you're created?
So,
which also affects our relationships and our friendships.
Right. All right. So we were just talking about bromances. Is it different, as that the study suggested, between men and women who are friends versus men and men who are friends versus women and women who are friends?
Well, I think that depends on the situation and the individuals. As we know, everybody relates in unique ways, and then we also have the same basic needs. So you'll have both similarities and differences amongst all different kinds of friendships.
All right, so money and friendship. I haven't asked Victoria to loan me any money. I haven't asked Kara to loan me any money. I haven't asked Jennifer to loan me any money. But, you know, over the years, we've all borrowed money from our friends. You're suggesting here in the information that I have that that doesn't always work. Well, it works fine if you pay your friends back, I would think. If you don't pay your friends back, right, it might not work so well, right?
That's right. And so this recent report is showing us that when we owe friends money or friends owe us money, over 50% of people have witnessed a division in friendship because of money owed, which is why this mobile app is such an easy tool to settle with a friend and no longer make excuses on either end.
All right. So we have an app in the house here to underscore the relationship and fixing friendship. If you have borrowed money, what does this app do? Where did this app come from? This is sort of a new
app. The app that I use is the Bank of America app, and you can go into your bank account and click on send, receive, or split. It's so easy, and it's cashless. And so you can go in there, and if you owe someone money, you can click send. There's a little space to write a note and say, you know what? I'm so sorry. I have not paid you back the $25 that I owed you from dinner, but thank you for spotting me, and here's the money that I pay you back. And today is the best time because it's Payback a Friend Day.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that. Payback a Friend Day. There you go.
Yes.
I don't know if this app would work for me. I only borrow in $25,000. I don't borrow $25 from people. I want $25,000.
You can still do that.
Can you?
You can, and it goes from bank to bank. So you're eliminating a middleman, which is fabulous.
Okay. It's like one of those wire transfers, in a manner of speaking, isn't it? Sounds
exactly.
Like it.
Exactly. Yeah. And yes.
So you must have done a study as to numbers here. I'm sure people listening are curious as to the data. You got a lot of data. What percentage of friendships are, well, how many, what, is there a lot of this going on? I guess maybe I don't really do that. I'm being facetious. I don't really borrow money from my friends, but I know over the years people have come to me to borrow money, and sometimes I say yes, and sometimes I say no.
Right.
And
well,
sometimes I don't get paid back.
Very prevalent.
Yeah. Is it?
Exactly. So maybe you'll collect some money today. Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Well,
it'd
be hard
for
because one person did, but other than that, maybe I can get
But really, this is
interesting. I know, ladies, don't you think this is kind of... All right, Jennifer, how much money have you loaned to anybody in the last month or two?
Oh, I loan people money a lot, actually. And this, I think, is really great because a lot of times you have to remember what you owe somebody or what somebody owes you.
You'll remember.
And so I'm totally intrigued by this. In fact, I was seeing some of the messaging and the promotion for this on TV over the weekend, and I thought, Payback a Friend Day. I love this. I love the fact that there's an app to make things easier because those IOUs, those paper IOUs, they tend to get tossed out pretty quickly.
Right. Person-to-person payments.
It's a great excuse.
Oh, yeah, it is. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, person to person.
Luckily, I've never borrowed from a friend. And yeah, I keep that separate. But and I've never lent money to a friend. But I love this idea. I mean, when you're out with a group of friends, just being able to shoot somebody, you know, if you don't have cash on you and you don't want to use five different credit cards for the bill, I love the idea of just being able to, you know, have one person pay.
See, I need to think about that as an application. That's a great application.
Sure. We do that all the time with our gang.
Yeah. Yep. All right, where do we go to get more information on this, Dr. Mills?
You can go to thebankofamerica.com/friendsagain to find the report and these really staggering statistics and findings that they found.
Got them. Thank you, Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, friendship and relationship expert here on DJB.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
And there's a little white stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know
wow.
I don't drink red.
Drinking beer and whiskey?
Over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor.
The world.
You should have hit
hey,
it.
Anybody doing that?
That's not a good mix.
Should have lost it. Now I'll have to hang you out to try, try, try. Crossing all your secrets to the line.
Wow, Carrie's turning it. Dark side.
Well, I haven't talked to you because I didn't want to
dark,
step on
actually.
The hook.
Right.
Song's called Dirty Laundry, ladies, if you haven't heard this. Carrie Underwood in the focus as the Grand Ole Opry announces a big expansion project. New retail options, food options, going to make it like a mall. Redesigned box office, a VIP lounge area. Part of the $12 million expansion coming to the Grand Ole Opry. I don't, this is going to spoil it. I love the atmosphere. Have you, Jennifer, you've been to the Grand Ole Opry, right?
I have not.
Nobody here has been to the Grand Ole Opry?
I've been to Nashville once, but there was a reason. I can't remember what it was.
What a classic old,
I know.
One of those great big old Fox theaters. It's just big and old and fun. And now they're going to mess it up with all this new stuff. The expansion is going to add 5,000 square feet, and then it'll be all retail. I would use the word iconic to describe this property. Yep, I've been there a couple of times. I actually sang on stage once. And it was... that's why I know the buildings are. It was an experience I'll never forget, frankly.
Sure, the audience didn't forget it either.
No, probably not. No. I didn't sound like Skeeter Davis, I'll tell you that. Anyway, let's see here. Colin Reed runs the Ryman Hospitality Properties that own Grand Ole Opry, said, quote, as country music's popularity continues to increase worldwide, more people than ever before making the journey to Nashville to experience the magic of the Grand Ole Opry. So why are you going to screw it up, Al? New construction shouldn't interfere with the calendar of events. If something goes on there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's always somebody performing. And sometimes they don't know who's going to perform. People just who belong to the Opry just show up. Most every member, especially the older members of the Opry, show up every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, and they take turns performing. And the orchestra never knows who's going to go up there. They just know how to hand them. You know, so many songs are so popular, they can just jump in. So, anyway.
Now we're talking.
This is...
Who's this?
Who is this?
Trace Adkins. Come on.
This is our favorite member.
All right. Oh. All right, let's change the focus
like
from...
I'd like to talk to him about his membership.
Country music. To Rihanna's music. Rihanna. I'm with you on this. This woman is so into herself.
Oh, my God.
That's so not even true at all.
Talk about her. It's always about her.
Do you know how much charity she does?
I know. Oh my God. Really off base on this one.
All right. So, Jennifer, are you with me or against me on this one?
I think
with me or against me?
I think she's just upset that we're not playing Trace Adkins anymore.
Pretty much. Yeah. The only way you could have recovered is if you had played Umbrella from Rihanna.
Well, I can do that for you.
All right. So she's got a lot of will give. The ladies there do a lot of things have been done by Rihanna.
She's a philanthropist, this one.
A street named after her in Barbados, where she is from. There's going to be a new street named Rihanna Drive. The government on Independence Day there, which is the 30th of November, will change the name of Westbury New Road located in St. Michael to Rihanna Drive. Ah, yes, I know exactly where that is. Woohoo. So her real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty, is that right?
Correct.
Is that her married name?
She's not married.
Is that married?
No, that's her actual name.
Okay.
Rihanna's her middle name.
Uh-huh. Why did she go by Robin then?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Why don't you go by Dudley?
Right, that's your name.
I do. A lot of people call me Dudley. Yeah, a lot of people. How about Dudley and
Check,
Rihanna?
Please.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's 34 past the hour. Doug Steffen presenting another half hour of the DJV experience with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, who apparently all are having fun at my expense.
Oh, sure, I guess. No, it had nothing to do with you.
Have
we were talking about sausage, actually.
We were talking about small sausages, so...
A way to identify.
He said it was about him. I'm just telling him what we were talking about. So he would not want to associate himself with it.
Really?
Yeah, and here's a newsflash. Not everything is about you.
Come on.
Most stuff, but not
the
everything.
V and the J and the V. All right, so... This is from the this is actually a top of mind thing for a lot of folks, where to live and how to live better. And I suppose maybe the subtitle, the subtext here would be two birds get two birds with one stone. There's a rural region down south that has a new radical housing idea. Listen to this. What do you think? pairing seniors who have extra space in their homes with younger people seeking affordable housing. This is something put together by the Women's Place Resource Center in Annapolis. Aims to bridge a generational divide while giving seniors support, giving young people a roof over their head. Would you do this, Kara? Would you live with a couple of old fuddy-duddies, maybe older than your folks?
Well, according to Victoria, I'm also an old fuddy-duddy, so maybe this is a great choice for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they could listen to Jim Croce together.
Right.
I'm actually not opposed to it, though. I think that there are a lot of people, and especially, I mean, it's interesting that it started in Annapolis, because Annapolis is not a cheap housing area. Stuff around there is really expensive. It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah, it is.
That's probably why it started there.
Gentrified, very colonial, but there's parts of the city have been rebuilt, but they've taken care of. Annapolis is a very clean, very livable, lovely, lovely city, I think, anyway. So, yeah, okay. It's beautiful.
NYU does this. They started this program, I want to say maybe a little over a year ago. Similar thing. I mean, instead of, because NYU doesn't really have any dorm space left, and so they started reaching out to people who have an extra bedroom, and they're most likely seniors. And so the extra room gets rented out to the college students and, you know, for a discounted rate and things like that. So, I mean,
but
to me, I'm like diametrically opposed to this.
How is this different than living with your parents? Except these people are not your parents.
I would much rather, like, I don't want to have to live with anybody ever, because that's just not my deal. Like, I've never had to have roommates or anything, thank God. But
when you get married, you're going to have, like, two nights at his house and two nights at your house? I thought you were going to buy a house
if
together.
We can work that out, which lets me my lawyer.
I would never live with anybody again. The last time I did it was a disaster. And so I would much rather be in my own home, but share two or three nights over here and two or three nights over there.
That's called semi-cohabitation.
Yeah.
Whatever it's
called. But if you had to live with somebody, I would rather live with an older person rather than a younger person, because at least the older person's already got it together.
Yeah.
They're not going to be really in your way.
Well,
the house will probably be better. the house will be in better condition than having a bunch of young people living in it. I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I feel like there could be a give and take. Like, depending how old they are, it might be nice, because they just, it's not like you have to spend all your time with them, but they have someone around to, you know, see and socialize with, so they can learn about, you know, younger millennial stuff. You can teach them how to use technology, and then maybe they can cook dinner for you.
This is what
something.
We do in UGG already.
Pretty sure.
This is sounding horrible to me.
That they can teach you a few things, too.
Yeah, probably. All right, just food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. I'm looking around, you know, every day, I and the ladies do as well, go through dozens of different bits and pieces of information from lots of different sites. And every once in a while, I look at something and I say, okay, look at all of these people. What is their life really like? And why are they the way they are? You ever think about this in terms of yourself? But let's not use us. Let's use just names that we see every day. Donald Trump, for example, or John McCain.
Someone easier.
I'm just going to go through some names that are in front of me here from all walks of life. Beyonce. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Kim Jong-un. Trevor Noah. Let's see here. I'm not sure I know. Kim Kardashian. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Martha Stewart, Amy Schumer, Black China, Harvey Weinstein. All right, these are just names I'm reading off the front pages of some of these sites. I'm thinking about what their life is like and what influence or input their parents had, because they were kids all once, and they are who they are because of what they grew up around, as are we. And so a lot of times, I think I said this yesterday, we were involved in a conversation with somebody about relationships, and I said something on the air that came to me in an email 3 or 4 years ago when there was a conversation going on about some upset. And so I had started then to learn about my parents and what they contributed. I mean, even at that age, I didn't realize. I had no forum. I had no open book here to think that whatever was going on with me, blame isn't probably the right word, or credit, but you certainly are who you grew up around and what you grew up around. So the note was for Meredith. you're a little old to be blaming your parents for your problems. And it wasn't about that. I just didn't express properly what was going on. And so it has, over the years, really captured my attention to the point where I had that constellation course, which really digs into where you come from, what your families are like, the people that you love, where they come from, why they are, what they are. You can learn it, and you can take it as the old, take a horse to water, not necessarily make them all drink, so you can learn it, but do you do something with it? And so then I came across a study of a number of people who have been on the wrong side of the law. And the study went into their childhood, went into their home and family life, went into where they came from. There are more people who come, there are more crooks in this country who come from the Northwest than any other part of the country. Do you know that? You'd have thought it would be a big city like L.A. or New York, or New York, Washington. But in terms of numbers of crimes committed in certain areas, there are more crimes seemingly committed in the Northwest. And so these people started looking, there's a college that that started looking into what parental input and responsibility is all about. And one of the reasons that this came to light is because a bunch of lawyers have decided to get together and sue the parents of children who have gotten into trouble. How do you like that? Parental liability, a whole new course in law. Leave it to the lawyers to figure out another way to sue somebody or to try to get money out of people. So if somebody becomes a crook and costs society money, the lawsuit that gets filed, the attorney that I'm looking at is Michael Freien, F-R-E-I-N. He managed to start and went after somebody who had a long career and ended up being a murderer, and so he went into jail. It was a long, drawn-out process, and so the taxpayer's paying for this, and this guy looked into his parents, and the parents had a lot of dough, and he figured the parents didn't do their job, so he sued them. And apparently won some money at him. I don't know under what statute, and I don't want to be stuck on this one example, but isn't it interesting for us to think about, if none of you are parents yet, but you will be, and thinking about how with some, I talk to you often about my son's experience with these kids who are in trouble in Los Angeles, and it's never a drug problem, it's always a parental problem. And the parents don't want to take responsibility for it. Oh, my kid's in trouble. No, your kid's in trouble, but you're the ones responsible for your kid being in trouble. You don't pay attention to your kid. So if parents don't pay attention to the children, should they be held liable for the screwing up the kids get involved in? If they get into trouble and cost the taxpayers money, should parents be sued? Yes or no, Jennifer?
I think it depends on the age. I think that
age of the parents or age of the youngsters, really.
The kids. I mean, if you have a 17-year-old who decides to murder someone, there's enough in society to tell you that that's wrong, and I would have a hard time.
Yeah, you should know what's right or wrong by the time you're 17.
Right. Yeah. Correct. So it depends on the age.
It does.
That's a great point, though, because you know that the kid, Dylan Roof, was it? The kid who shot up the church in Charleston? I mean, would his parents be culpable for that, too? I mean,
do you know where this started, Victoria? Columbine.
Okay.
All right. You remember that? And that's been, what, 15,
what year
20
was
years ago?
That was a while ago, right.
But that was the first time we really ever kind of dealt with this issue. Why are these kids like this?
Yeah.
Well, I remember the description. They wore these long black trench coats, and they were surly and angry all the time, according to their teachers.
Yeah.
They're just a mess. So why is it you can't bring up a child in a healthy, happy, hearty household? Why is it, what are you screwing up your kids for with your problems? Fix your problems and don't screw up your kids.
Yeah, didn't Jeffrey Dahmer's parents say he was a lovely, sweet boy, though? Sometimes people just go off the rails.
Yeah. What did you start to say, Karen?
But was he actually... See, in a situation like that, I'm always kind of curious about whether he was actually a lovely, sweet child or whether their parents thought he was a lovely, sweet child and really they were raising him to be a crazy person. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See, yeah, in what you're saying, but like, I think that some people are just psychologically messed up and it doesn't have anything to do with the parents.
But they,
that's why their parents, you just keep going back.
That's the constellation. You just keep going back from generation to generation to generation and you can draw yourself a picture. As to
what percentage, though, Doug, do you think, in your experience with Constellation Group and that whole thing, what percentage do you think can be traced to the parents?
All of it.
100%.
Or their parents, or their parents, or their parents.
Do you think biology has something a little bit of the time? I mean, biology.
Sorry, biology, did you say?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Your biology comes from your parents.
Right, but, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I just think it's a slippery slope because to a certain extent, you know, at some point you have to take personal responsibility for something. So, yeah, the things that you learn are from your parents, but you decide
what to do with it. The responsibility you have is to recognize and unlearn that stuff, and it may take a long time to do it, i.e. here I am working on it now in my age, trying to not necessarily turn back the clock, to have the knowledge, you know, first of all, you got to have the knowledge, and then you got to do something with it. You got to want to do something with it.
Yeah.
And some people will learn it, and they'll just run away from it. There are a lot of people who just, they can't face their fears, so they just run away from them.
Yeah, and running away is different than murdering someone. You know, some people have not great parents or you don't have great relationship with your parents, and I think a lot of people go through that, but everyone channels it in different ways, and I don't necessarily know that if your parents didn't love you as much as they should have or something, and you went out and murdered a bunch of people because of it, I don't necessarily know that they should be held responsible for that. I don't think that they were great parents, but at some point, I mean, they
can't be better parents than they are.
Yeah, and at some point, you made the decision to go out and murder all those people instead of channeling it in an effective way.
Maybe that's not a good example. Maybe I should limit it to things like relationships. And what you see your parents doing, you then will reflect on whether, you know, if your parents, my father, for example, wasn't faithful to my mother. And we all knew that. So what did that do for the rest of us when it came to having relationships or being married or whatever? And I think that it goes... And then there's the law of attraction that figures into this stuff.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing up the legal stuff or murder or saying anything like that is because it's a crime. And so that's what someone would be suing for. No one's going to sue your parents because they think that you're bad at relationships or something like that.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if someone tried that?
Yeah.
I keep getting dumped.
I keep getting dumped, so I'm going to sue my parents.
Yeah. Right.
That would actually be funny.
All right. Good food for thought. Thank you. Here's another something you're going to be thankful for. Me telling you about ZipRecruiter, going online to try to find a job, or if you're an HR person and you're trying to find the right employee, how about this for an option? Go to ZipRecruiter.com, use DJV as the code, so it's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and post that job, what the specifics are that you need, what you want, when you want it, how much you're going to pay, all of those things. That's, you know, a job description. You put it out there, and in seconds, with the software that they have at ZipRecruiter.com, which is better than any other outfit that does this, you will automatically be teamed with, connected to, people who will help move your business forward. You know that that's what it takes to have a successful, competitive business. The right candidate for the right job right now at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use the /DJV because you use it free the first time. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates through the site in less than a day. That is amazing. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, so use it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The house. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us again now because he hasn't got anything better to do and he wants to keep talking. So we're happy to have him here to give us the benefit of his experience. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor, as I have said many, many times, someone that I have great regard for, great respect for, him and his wife Mary, because they've helped me a lot and they've helped tens of thousands of other people who are in and around. Those of you listening in Salt Lake, everybody in Salt Lake knows Jack Stockwell. And that may be because he has 35 kids, or it may be that it's just, you know, they all get the word gets around.
35 kids.
All right, it's not that bad.
Sometimes it feels like it.
I know. Well, between you and Mary, have 14, so it's not like you were.
No, no, you're exaggerating. It's only 13.
Oh, excuse me. 13. All right. So if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, you can find Dr. Jack Stockwell and review in podcast form things that he presents. For example, the last time he was here, we spent a lot of time talking about supplements and melatonin and fruit juice and sugar and all that sort of thing. And you'll be happy to know, as a result of your badgering me, I have stopped eating fruit. However, I think one of the side effects may be that I'm going to get a little, you know what, so I may have to have a little bit of fruit to keep things going. But you've convinced me, and not the, you know, the girls,
here. Victoria and Karen and Jennifer are always badgering me because I admit to when I'm on the air, I'm always eating lots and lots of fruit. And although the fruit, the sugar's not as bad as regular raw white, sorry, not raw sugar, but white processed sugar, it still has fructose in it. And so, anyway, that information is in the most recent podcast, which you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com. And then whatever Jack talks about during the day today will be the next bit. And there's also a podcast from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, which is all outlined. You can see the podcast information, the outlines that are there, episodes going back. So check your health out with that podcast. And also, Jack, at the Forbidden Doctor website, we have all this information. Jack and his wife do fabulous work doing research on important things every week that affect your health, and you can get those podcasts as well at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So this week, a lot of people are talking about Big Pharma, the opioid addiction problem in our country, the CBS special report on 60 Minutes, which now has a lot of people really worked up. I don't know. I guess it took the CBS thing to do it because lots of other people have been talking about this for a long time. So what is this new report now from the American Academy of Pediatrics? What sort of light does it cast on the problem from their perspective, Jack?
Well, they are reporting that more than 100 children and teenagers every day are already now hooked on opioids.
Good God.
Yeah, and the researchers base this estimate on a retrospective. 100 children. Children and teenagers. These are not adults. 100 a day. Now, that's not the 100 today or the 100 yesterday who are still addicted. It's another 100.
These bastards in the drug companies, aren't they amazing?
Well, they have help.
Corrupt. Oh, of course they do.
They have help, and it's called the United States Congress.
Yeah, yeah.
So you let them get away with this.
How does one, when they're hooked on this stuff? My son is a drug and alcohol counselor, so I know he works on it. But from the medical side, how would you try to relieve someone of this addiction?
Oh, you're not going to believe the answer because you've never heard this from me before.
All right.
But we start with the gut. Yeah, opioids, opioids absolutely wreck the bio content mm-hmm. of the gut, mm-hmm. the microbes, all the bacteria, the viruses, all the things that live in our gut that make life possible for us. And anytime we overdose anything, it's going to have some kind of a negative effect. But opioids are some of the worst things that we can be taking into our bodies.
Awful. And
all right, so how much terrible pain do children have? How much terrible physical pain do teenagers have? They're not taking it for pain.
No.
It's been introduced to them because of its plentitude, mm-hmm. and as a result, they get hooked very easily on this stuff because they do not have built-in resilience yet to deal with it.
Well, you've got to have it. You're a GAPS practitioner. You understand the gut, and everything starts in the gut. And one of the ways we feed it is with Superbeats. Superbeats bringing you, Jack, and the attention to your health and well-being. Superbeats, all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown and cooked, and then they're dried and powdered, and you get them so that your body is going to have healthier circulation, but also is great for your gut. So get these beets. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Super Beets. When you're ordering for the first time, you get a 30-day supply free, plus free shipping. Doug Likes Beets.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.